Ladies and gentlemen, I stopped the music today because I just found out some very tragic news. We were going to go into regularly scheduled programming and just have a little fun and talk smack about life and, you know, just all kinds of stuff. But I just found out via Facebook, because as you all know, my Twitter page is up and my Facebook page is up, when I'm doing radio, and I just found out through a good friend of mine. I hope she calls in. Her name is Tanya Capri. That's Tanya Capri, TanyaCaPree on Facebook. She owns a modeling agency, Thick Addicts. It's thick girls, big pretty women, you know what I'm saying, beautiful, gorgeous girls that are Thixotics modeling troupe, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is Black History Month, you know what I'm saying? So we doing black things, and she's, you know, and people realize, you know, okay, people like women a certain way and this and that, but, you know what I'm saying, it's sisters out there that's on the thick side, they get love too, and a woman is a woman no matter what, you know what I mean, no matter what shape, size, or form, you know, we have to love who we are, and I just want to give a shout-out to her initially. You know, for just being, she's drop dead gorgeous, but making other women that feel, may not feel accepted by society, feel loved and feel beautiful as they are and as they should be portrayed. You know what I mean? So just want to praise her for that, you know, being the ambassador that she is. But I just got some news via Facebook about a gentleman by the name of Herbert Seymour Jr. Gunned down last night, ladies and gentlemen. The young man was 31 years old. A black man, ladies and gentlemen, lost his life on February 10th, right in the middle of Black History Month, at 31 years old. A person that worked at Best Buy, ladies and gentlemen. And if you look on my Facebook, that's Trey Love Gilroy, I forwarded off Tanya's page. Take a look at the news clip. It's horrific to see this young man's daughter just crying, not having a daddy anymore. I mean, right now, I'm going to have a moment of silence, and I'm going to pray for Big T and the family of this gentleman. But before I do, I just have to discuss these things, because I just want to say, you know, what I see and what I observe. To see this young man's father on the clip saying that all my son did was walk to the liquor store up the street, and they heard three gunshots, boom, boom, boom. And he said when he got up there to see his child, Gilroy Radio, I'm talking to y'all right now, to see his child laid out in the middle of the streets, deceased. That in itself is it's unthinkable, it's unimaginable, you know, and for his family and his child and his children, for his coworkers, the man worked at Best Buy. See, this is what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. His son, I mean, this gentleman worked at Best Buy. I mean, I can't say who or what. It's not my call. But just from observation purposes, I mean, a deceased man can't speak. But just to see the core of people that he come from, just to look at how well-spoken his daughter was and how, you know, good his father looked, these look like really good people, you know. I mean, they look like really good people, and I'm not here to pass judgment on anyone, but I do want to say to the people that committed this crime, I just want to send a shout to you, like, please stop. You know, you took a father away from a child. You know, you took a son away from a father. That's terrible. You took a coworker away from his friends, you know, life goes on and we have to deal with these things. And I mean, yes, this gets to the point that, you know, in life we realize these things happen, but here's my thing. Do they have to happen? That's my call to all of us. Do they have to happen? I mean, this is somewhat, if you ask me, work of I call this the Black KKK. I'm not going to say that, you know, of course, we all know Black did it. I'm not even going to say that. I mean, who knows? It could have been a Hispanic. It could have been even a Caucasian. It could have been anyone, because no one knows. I mean, no one knows who did it. But if it was an African-American, a Black person, I say shame on you. And I say that let's think. You know, let's think. I mean, if we're turning, let's be mindful of this, man. Let's pray. Let's pray, y'all. I really want us to pray, and I want us to be mindful of what we're doing and how we're doing it, and let's protect each other, y'all. You know, to Herbert Seymour Jr., to you, brother, I say to you, rest in peace. May your spirit live on. May your children grow up healthy. May your daughter be able to deal with this, and may God give her comfort in the Holy Spirit and everything. May she be embraced, and may she have comfort. I know this is going to be a tragic memory for her, and it's not going to be something she's going to be able to get over. So to his daughter, I want to say to everybody that knows Herbert Seymour Jr.'s daughter, let's please make sure we send prayers out to her, and, you know, gifts of anything that you can send to the young lady, just to show her that, you know, she's loved and she has her life and she's a beautiful child, and live your life and live it to the fullest, young lady. That's what I want to say to his daughter, to his father, and the rest of his family members. I'm going to say that, hey, you still have your life. You still have your life. Let's do what we need to do. Stay in prayer. You know, this is a pain. It's not even in place for me to say what to and what not to do. I'm just giving the best logical advice that I possibly can right now, because something this horrific is just, words can't describe it. So right now, I want to have a moment of silence for Herbert Seymour Jr., and I want to, from there, I'm going to go into a sincere prayer for this young brother, and then we're going to continue with Facebook Fridays. But this just hit me, and I'd be less than a man of the community if I didn't address this issue. So we're going to have a moment of silence for this young man and his passing last night. And from there, I'm going to have a prayer for Tanya Capri and the family of Herbert Seymour Jr. All right, moment of silence. Dear Heavenly Father, right now I come to you, Father, in mourning for my friends and their family, and I ask you to comfort them, Lord. I ask you to embrace them with your Holy Spirit and your grace, the mercy that only you can give. Father, if it's one thing I do pray for, is that before this young man left this planet in his human form, I pray that you took his spirit before he could even feel any bullet hit him, Father. I know that you are amazing, and you are perfect in everything you do. You don't make mistakes. So, Father, we have to accept whatever it is that happens. But, Lord, I just want to pray that this type of thing stops. I want to pray that the family can be comforted, and hopefully there's some type of resolve to this. And to his coworkers, I pray for your peace. To my friend Tanya Capri, I pray for your peace. I pray for your contentment. I pray that you are comforted in your time of bereavement. I pray that you all are able to come together, and in the name of Jesus, or in the name of Allah, or whomever it is that you trust as you hear this story, I'm not going to confine any religion. This is a moment of tragedy. And as a praying man who knows who and what the Creator is in my heart, I pray that whatever comfort he can provide to this family, please do. Amen.
There's a fountain of hope, living water for each of us. There, rivers of dreams. Heartache of this place. There are children that flower the trees. There are voices of people who need this place. Sorrow and sadness here, but there's heaven and sunshine too. The spirit of peace moves free and clear, making way for laughter here. There are children that flower the trees. There are voices of people who believe in this place. Feeling and breathe in this place, yeah.
Everybody, I see y'all. I see everybody you know, on Tanya's page, comment. And I want, this is Facebook Fridays, y'all, so we're gonna communicate right off Facebook. To Sonya Browser, Devontae Styles, you know, Tanya, of course, Rebecca Stewart, you know, these are all the people that are just, you know, we just struck by it, you know. You know, let me go back to this poster, man. You know, and I'm also open. If y'all listening to me, y'all can chat with me, man. We can talk about some things. I'm trying to get the mood of the show up, but, you know, it's one of them things, y'all. You know, I have feelings. I'm a man. You understand what I'm saying? And I always say that because people don't understand, you know, like as males, a lot of us are taught to be so hard and, you know, to fight our feelings and whatnot. And, like, you can't feel that. Nah, man, you gotta hurt sometimes. And I mean, I'm thinking about just, you know, sometimes, you know, when you register what other people go through, you know, when you have a heart for what others are dealing with, you know what I mean? And that kind of does follow a little bit of what today's show topic is. It's, you know, Facebook Fridays, but it's Elements of a Hater. Today would have been a much different show had it not been for the tragic events that hit me right before the show. So, I had to pay my respects, because when you're a friend of mine, you understand what I'm saying? Trust me, you will be recognized, you will be shouted out, and you will be loved, and you will be paid respect and homage at any time. And like I said, to just, you know, get on Facebook and get on Twitter and get ready to give y'all Facebook Fridays the way I do, you know, that's the mood I was in, and that's the mood I'm still in and going to continue to be in, because, you know, I got to go and I got to grow. But at the same time, I cannot forget the people that make me who I am. And Tanya Capri is definitely one of the people that make me who I am. She's a supporter of mine. I love her dearly. I thank her. She's a protector. You know, y'all don't know about Big T. You know, that's my homegirl. I'm going to just tell you like that. You know what I'm saying? That's my homegirl. And y'all don't even understand. Big T got it cracking. She be doing a fizzle. You know what I'm saying? So we got to get the show, you know, turned up a little bit, man. We got to get back to what Facebook Fridays is all about. You understand what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and switch gears, baby. You know, we got to keep it grinding, keep it shining. And this show will be dedicated to this young man who lost his life. R.I.P., brother. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hold you up in Christ in prayer and keep it pushing for you. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to find some ways, brother, to make sure that your daughter is loved, protected, and know that her father was a good man, young man. You hear me? Herbert Seymour Jr., brother, you go rest in peace. Trust me, bro. You go ahead and you get heaven prepared. Because you know what I'm saying? If we all trying to go somewhere, that's there. And I do believe that God took you where you were supposed to be. And it was your time, brother. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I wish prayers, blessings, and rest in peace to you. Now, we finna go ahead and get turned up. It's Facebook Fridays, y'all. We finna talk about these haters. Let's get turned up. Yeah.
they know us. I'm like, freeze, turn up. If you mean while I turn up. All these choosing, but I turned up on the way. I turned up on the road. Got them turned up out the cold. All these hackers, I be pulling out it. And once I get them to the room, they be turned up out the club line. And I be going ham. I don't think these really know just who I am. This R-O-S-T-O-E dash, and I get lots of cash. But for short, you can call me Mr. Way. Too turned up for that town and when I'm gone.
Compliments my swag, and shorty knows she's bad. Stimulated by the conversation, maybe she's the one. Met a lot of girls, but nothing like her before. It's only natural that I wanna get to know you more. Shorty, go ahead and put it in my lap. As I give it a little tap,
maybe I wonder
what's your free number. I know you know where I want you to go.
Shorty,
all right, ladies and gentlemen, you live on Get Right Radio. We got some callers calling in. I just was playing a little music, you know what I'm saying? Let me see who this is. We got 310-245 on the line. If you don't want to talk, just don't say nothing. What's up, 310?
You know this is me, Trey Love, your girl, Big T.
Oh, Big T, Big T's in the building, baby. I knew it. I said, hold on, You see, I stopped the music. When I say the number, I say, hold on, let me go ahead and get that. I think that's my girl. How you doing, sweetheart? What's going on with you? I already know what's going on. I don't want to, you know, but talk to the people. What's up, Big T? This show dedicated to Herbert Seymour Jr. Before we even get it started, may his soul rest in peace.
Yes, yes. Well, I want to thank you for the love. You know, I keep it going around here, but this unfortunately happened here, and the young man, awesome young man, and we are shocked right now. We can't even believe this has happened, and it's happened in our neighborhood right where we live, and
wow.
It's senseless. It's senseless violence for no reason, and I just really appreciate you taking the time to do this on your show today and dedicate your show to his memory and keep his family uplifted in prayer, because these are good people, Trey. They are.
I know.
Salt of the earth people, man. This is the little girl, his daughter. I can't watch the clip anymore because she crying for her dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's horrible. But I thank you for your care and concern and dedicating your show to his memory. I really appreciate that. As a friend of their family, I say thank you.
Well, what I want to do right now is, like I said, this entire show is dedicated to him. Big T, you know me and you, baby, you know how we do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's some type of, it's a bond sometime when you meet people and there's a natural rapport and a love. You know, I'm out here in L.A. and I know it's ugly out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm grinding. I'm a transplant, as I say. And you know, I'm mindful of things. But see, and I appreciate what you've done, making sure that you've put a overhand of protection over me. And I feel it, too. You know what I mean? It's like I know it's like when you know when you meet people and you surround yourself with people, God give you a intuition and a spirit and a feel. And the thing I feel from you is something lovely, something wonderful, and I thank you for coming into my life and being part of my life. And I'm going to let you know this from now on. You already know where our bond was, but I'm going to say it publicly, live here on Gilroy Radio. Big T and Trey Love, baby, that's a team, and y'all better get ready because we're going to do a lot of things and we're going to have a lot of fun. But, again, that's one thing, and we're going to do other shows on that. But today's show is specifically dedicated to a young man, 31 years old, leaving behind his family, and a good family. And, I mean, you're hearing Big T call live on the radio and discuss this. And, Big T, what I want you to do is I want you to give names of the family members, give all them shout-outs, and tell the community right now, all the Trey Love listeners, let everyone know every piece of history that you can on this man. I'm not playing no music. I'm finna mute myself, and I'm going to let you talk till you finish. It's your show, Big T.
Well, I have to say, in regards to the Seymour family, you couldn't meet better people. When you look at Cliff and Claire Huxtable, this was them personified. Herbert Seymour Jr. was raised in a household with a loving family, a father and a mom. There's a sister, and Herbert Seymour actually has two children, a son and a daughter that he left behind. The little girl, he had to fight for her life. The story that he went through to get custody of his daughter and to be able to be the sole provider for her, and he happened to never move out of his parents' home, so the daughter was raised there as well, and all in a loving format and setting, and just watching them grow through life, just like they're watching my family and my son, and he worked at Best Buy. If you watched the clip, you could see that his manager, a Caucasian woman, said, if we could shut the store down, we could easily fill up the street with over 200 people because that's how much he's loved, just from his work environment. So you can imagine the magnitude of hurt that people feel this morning about the loss of this young man and the senselessness of it. And in my life, I've seen a lot of stuff. But when this stuff hits close to home, it's just horrible. It's just horrible. 3 years ago, my ex-boyfriend's son was gunned down the same way. Young lady who was the lady who draws the blood at the doctor's office. She was in Inglewood in a park taking her grandkids off on a picnic, packing up her car. She was gunned down here recently. Something is not right here in our city. It is becoming okay to initiate people into gangs just by going out and killing someone randomly. But you don't know you're affecting so many lives. And at this time, to see a young girl so jovial and doing well in school and just love, what is her future without her dad? I mean, looking at her crying on that clip, she just want her dad back. And we can't do anything. We don't know why God allows these things to happen, but it did. And we have to find some way to be strong and draw some strength. I personally right now can't imagine what Seymour and Cynthia, the parents, are feeling of this young man because they love their kid. Everyone loves their children, but I can tell you, this man, he lived for his kids. So I don't know what their future looks like. These people don't know what the heck they did. They destroyed an entire family unit. And it's going to definitely affect the community because so many people were out trying to see what they could do to help. And it's just horrible. It's just horrible. What we can do as people who live in the city and who see things, we can, A, protect ourselves as best as we can and not be out at times of night that we should not. Try to gather our things that we need, necessities, in one fell swoop to manage our need to go out. It's sad that we have to live this way, but it seems to be a problem, and we have to protect ourselves the best way we can. And we can't always look for the police to come in and swoop in and just solve all the problems because we know there's problems there as well. But we as individuals have to look out for each other in our community and take care of our kids. If something like this can happen to the Herbert Seymour Juniors of the world, I mean, I don't know what to say. I'm totally at a loss for words. It's a ripple, a shock that's gone through our community, all the people and friends that know him and love him. We don't know what to say or what to do. It's horrible right now. I just can't believe it. But as far as what we can do is, can we continue to pray and uplift them in our prayers like you're doing with today's dedication of your show, which I truly appreciate. And, Trey, you know I got mad love for you. That is no secret. And we're there for each other. And this here, what you've done today, has eased my heart a lot. You know I'm a strong female, but I am deeply, deeply distraught right now from this whole incident. And we can't, what can you do in a circumstance like this? It's like you just have to live on and hope for the best. We don't know what our time is, but we can pray that when it does come, that God forgive us of our sins and grant us paradise, which I wish for Herbert Seymour Jr. today.
It's so funny. I put this in a post, and I'm going to say this. God has his own plan for everything, guys. I had a show planned out, and, I mean, usually I just go off rip and play music and have fun, but I got mad earlier this week, and I like to vent, you know what I'm saying? Y'all see, I talk a lot of smack on Facebook, but God got his own plan because Herbert Seymour Jr., you took away any anger that I had. I never met you, brother, but I see your handsome picture, young man. I see the friends that came out from Best Buy. I see your handsome father, your beautiful daughter. I see your family, man. And just seeing that allows me to see you. And I'm going to say this, man, to you, brother, rest in peace. This is a very tragic thing. And I want to say to the people that are enacting these types of things, listen to what Big T said. I don't know if you guys really pay attention to what you're affecting. By getting into a brotherhood, so to speak, you take away a young girl's father. You take away a man's child from him. This man had to walk up the street and watch. I mean, when watching the clip, Big T talked about this young lady. What got me, both of them, I mean, the young lady, of course, because that's his daughter, but this man had to walk up the street. Could you all imagine seeing your baby laid out in the street? I don't care if your baby is 97 years old and you 135. To you, that is still your baby. That's always your baby, no matter what.
Yep.
And so for this, oh, God, I mean, for this man to, so see, when I say that the whole tone of the show has changed today, I can't even address the stuff that I was going to address today because, like I said, this day, this moment is tragic, ladies and gentlemen, and I just pray to the community, for the community. Listen to what Vic T said. I took a note on what you said because I want to tell everybody. I was shot in the back. January 29th of 2001, I just performed at the Miami Improv at the 8 o'clock show. I left and went to a strip club called Baby Dolls, which was on 79th Street and 27th Avenue in Miami, Florida. Pretty bad neighborhood, but again, let me just say this. Just like this gentleman, Herbert, this is his home. He's born and raised in L.A., I presume, right, Big T?
Yep, born and raised.
Born and raised. And hold on.
The neighborhood he was killed in, the neighborhood he was born in.
Oh my God! See what I'm saying? See that? See, this is what I'm saying, y'all. I'm leaving in a place where I feel comfortable. I wasn't born in Miami, but raised in Miami. Leaving the Miami Improv, you know, just got through doing comedy, hanging with my girl. You know, we going over to the strip club. I'm at Baby Dolls, kicking it in a place where, guys, I felt comfortable. I felt like nothing would happen. I was in a place where people knew me. I was in Miami, Florida. I was schooled here. I went to nursery school, elementary school, high school, educated in Miami, Florida, and had friends. And, of course, you know you got enemies, but you kind of in your heart, even your enemies kind of like when you feel like you know them, you see your enemies on the streets, but y'all may have grew up together, but it's kind of like an homage you all kind of know. Yeah, we might not like each other, but you know, in your heart of hearts, you kind of think, I know he wouldn't turn that cannon on me. You know what I'm saying? Because I wouldn't turn that cannon on him. I may not like you and you may not like me, but that it doesn't call for one of us to take each other out. I mean, that's, come on, man. That, I mean, and even in the, when I rap my song and I say it's enough for everybody, that's what I'm trying to get people to see. There's enough on earth for everybody to have. You don't have to take nothing from nobody else. Trust me, because God going to give you your share. If you put him in his perspective place, he'll give you your share. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And again, I just want to say to this brother and to the family, and also like what I said, what Big T said, we got to protect ourselves. Because, see, I was out at 1:45 in the morning leaving the strip club when I got shot. So what did that tell you? I was out
it's
at 1:45 in the morning.
Don't be out there unnecessary. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying to the people right now. Everybody, and I'm saying this to everybody, please, I don't care what neighborhood you live in, let's start being mindful of where we are and what we are doing. If you are outside your house past 10 o'clock at night, you better be pulling in your garage and going to your house when you get from wherever you're going, and you better be somewhere you need to be. Don't be stopping at these gas stations, and be mindful of the neighborhoods you're in, people. Some of this stuff can be prevented, but this is just so tragic because this man died a block away from where he was born, man. My soul can't fathom this, y'all. This is so tragic, and like I said, today's show is dedicated to this gentleman. I'm going to go ahead and kick one more little song for him, and then we're going to come back, Big T, and I want you to go ahead and give us some memories of this young man as a child. I want you to tell us, you know, really what you know of him from his time. You know what I mean?
I want to tell you that I thank you for dedicating this show to him before you go off, because I do have to get off the phone and go.
Oh, you gotta go?
To, yes, I'm actually at work. And
I got you speaking. All right, Big T. All right.
But you've actually given me strength to help me make it through the rest of this day, because it's going to be a trying time for this family. Leaning forward, and everybody knows him, because this a thing is going to deeply affect a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate you. I see you got some stuff coming up with the I Love your Valentine's Day show.
Yeah, I'm performing it. Hey, Big T, you know I'm doing my rap song in Las Vegas. It's going to be my first time on stage in the music game. You know what I'm saying? I'm transcending. You know, your boy making his transition. You know what I'm saying? I do, Big T. You know what I mean?
You know, I was watching CSI and I saw you.
Oh, you see me on CSI when I did the 10th thing, with Larry Fishburne, when I did the 10th thing.
Yep. You're so crazy.
You know I ain't got good sense. But I'm going to let you get back to work. And don't forget, me and you still got a little meeting on the slide. We ain't going to tell everybody on the radio what we do. They don't need to be in our business like that, huh?
No, they don't need to be in our business at all. The homies,
we gonna
know how to do
it. We don't keep it out of our business. And I'm going to tell you, I'm scared of your daughter, so let her know. Hey, boo-boo, me and your mama just friends, boo-boo, because she let me know it's going down. You mess with my mama.
Look,
you tell your baby that she...
I ain't going to never have a date.
Oh, hey, I ain't even going to lie. I know how it is, because I had a fine mama like you. You know what I'm saying? So to your children, I respect that. But y'all got to understand, mama is beautiful, mama young, and mama could have friends.
Right, okay. I'm advocate for that. But I love you, Trey. You have a good day.
I love you too, Big T. You do the same. And knock them out at work, all right?
All right, I will.
Okay, baby. And know that you're in my prayers, and I got you. Have a good day, honey.
You too, baby. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. We got another call on the line, 310-355. If you don't want to talk, you just hung up. No, you didn't. That was Big T. 310-355. If you don't want to say anything, just don't. If you choose to speak, please do. 310-355, you are on the line. Get on radio.
Really? Of course I'm going to speak to you, dear. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm fine. This is Shaquise.
Hey, baby, how you been, girl? What's going on with you over there?
Nothing. Everything's fine. I just really wanted to catch up to you, let you know I'm very proud of you. Of course, my eye is always on you. You're doing a good job, and, you know, my prayers are with you.
Ah, thank you. Girl, that's motivating. That makes me feel good and tender all on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. I need it. So how's everything been with you, sweetheart?
Everything is all in well. I cannot complain. The new year is off to a wonderful start.
Good.
Just trying to keep my people motivated. Those who are of my concern, we're trying to keep them motivated and keep them out there, you know.
I hear you on that. You know what I've noticed, Shaquise? I'm going to be honest with you. Minus the very tragic news that the radio started with earlier, you know, shout out again to my girl Big T. You know, I love her to death, man. We got to stay in prayer for the family. But aside from, you know, because that type of stuff happens, it's so tragic that it does, but it does, you know. So we just got to learn to protect ourselves, stay in prayer, and just put God in his respective place. But mostly what I've been hearing, to be honest with you, I keep getting good feedback from people about 2011. People keep it's going good pretty much for everybody, and I'm glad to hear that, because in a time that we are in a so-called quote unquote recession, you know, when people are crying broke and ain't nobody got no money to, you know, and I don't know, you know, I think it is too, Shakise. I don't let nobody complain to me. I think I'm kind of good for that. Like, I don't want to hear about you being broke. I don't want to hear nothing bad.
Right. That's how it is. You have to keep that form of respect as well. Don't, you know, we all know it's aching, it's hard out here, we ill, whatever, whatnot be, but I don't need to drown you out with it.
Exactly.
You know, I have to respect your space, I have to respect your aura. You're trying to move forward. Why do I need to pull you backwards with my, you know, discrepancies? You know, they're my discrepancies, not yours. So definitely, it's about motivating and moving forward. That's all it is, simple as that. Motivate and move forward.
You know what I tell them, Keith? I'm going to tell you the truth. When they come in my house, I'm telling you, it's so funny, right? I got a son. You know, I call this the Sugar Shack. You know, I'm live. I'm right here close to Venice Beach. I mean, I'm chilling out here. Sun shining every day. Having a good time with my ass. I'm like doing it like that. That's why. Oh, another thing, too. I got to make this announcement, y'all. Gilroy Radio will be going a minimum of 6 days a week. Psyche Sundays has been canceled. It will be something else probably put in place. But you know what? I may just take Sundays off. So it's going to be Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:45 p.m. You're going to get all the Trey Love you can stand, baby. Trust me, I'm going to bring it to you like that and keep it pushing.
Okay.
So I'm going to be doing it like that. That's coming soon. That's probably going to be coming sometime in March. But for now, I'm going to make sure I keep everybody, entertained and, you know, keep with the Twitter Me Tuesdays, with Facebook Fridays, seminar Saturdays for now. I'm going to do another day during the week. Don't know what day yet, but I'm going to just keep that pushing. But again, like I'm saying, like the people that know me know, and the friends of mine close to me, they I tell them I have a son at the top of my door. As you walk in my door, I tell people, don't come in here with your problems. Don't come in here with your gripes. Don't come in here with your negativity. I live a positive, wonderful, handsome life. I live above the crap. That's why I have so much fun doing what it is I do. I'm a cakey, candy, fun person. I have a zest for what this thing is we call life in its human form. I'm having such a good time.
Wonderful.
You feel me on that?
Yes, I do. And that's all you can do. You know,
now, I want to let the community lawyer get in real quick before I go on and take this. Do a little music, but I want to let the community lawyer in on the line. She's been so patient, and she's been with us through the beginning. She also co-hosts Seminar Saturdays with me. So let's welcome to the show our community lawyer, Ateria Clark. Ateria, what's up?
Hi, Trey. How are you?
I'm good. As best I can be. My friend over there hurting, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to ease her pain, you know, with what's going on today.
Yes, you know, we also had lost someone too, just a senseless, ridiculous. I mean, he was just at a party, 19 years old, got gunned down at a party because he was having
a
fight.
Yeah, that's another friend of ours. Paul lost his nephew. Oh, man. I mean, Hey, you know what? We're losing, I'm going to say to the family, everybody, we're losing our beautiful young black men.
What's up with that?
A 19-year-old, this young man was 31 with a child, and you heard the story about Herbert Seymour Jr. Not only did he lose his life, but he fought for custody of his child. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know that feeling of fighting to try to get your kids. You know what I'm saying? The fact that he even was that much. He lived for his kids. In the words of a woman, a person who knew him, Big T said, this man lived for his kids. I mean, my God. I mean, I tried to get the show to go up, y'all, but I swear it just keeps taking the same turn because the show is dedicated to this young man, Herbert Seymour Jr., who lost his life last night a block away from where he was born. I mean, Ateria, you being an attorney, I know you've seen different types of cases. I mean, tell us some. I mean, first, I do want you to promote your business, but tell us, like, in a case like this, what type of – because I want the people to know what they're going to get when they're found for committing such a tragic act.
I mean, you just have to hope that they'll get a life sentence or death penalty. I mean, I look at the people who have gunned down my friend's nephew, and I'm just like, wow. And, you know, I don't really have a view about the death penalty per se, because it's just a very confusing topic. But when things like this happen, you know, just for no reason, you just have to sort of want it. But then that's another life that, you know, lost down the drain. And I mean, yeah, you get charged with murder in most states, you're going to be looking at either life in prison or death. If you get charged with attempted murder, you're looking at life in prison. So, I mean, but that's where it's just tragic all the way around.
Huh.
We just have to really, like you said, just pray for our young black men out here, pray for our families, everybody, because, I mean, just senseless. I mean, there were two other fraternity house a couple weeks ago. Another young college student got gunned down and killed. They said he was just a wonderful person trying to get his degree and trying to, you know, be a good father. And it's just crazy. And, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's happening in all kind of ways, too. The police are doing it. We're doing it to each other. Well, this is an epidemic, man. You know what I'm going to do? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You know, I do tell a lot of people that I'm really doing my own thing. I don't really, you know, that's why it hurts me so bad when people, quote, unquote, hate on me, because I'm in my own thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't really do too much, how you say, like I do promote other people that I love and everything like that, but I don't really worry about what anyone else is doing because I'm busy doing what I do. But, you know, when people come along and they tend to want to try to get in my game room, so to speak, and, you know, find a reason or a need to hate on a brother, why do that? Why waste your time? Because I'm not even paying you no attention. I mean, if you want to sit down and you want to work on some stuff, I'm down to work with any and everybody because I love my people. I love us working together. I love the artistic creativity of what we can do and create together. But there are people that don't appreciate us or our art or what it is we do, and that's fine. But, see, my thing is, change channels. All you got to do is not tune in to what I'm doing. Don't listen to my song if you don't like it. Don't listen to my radio show if you don't like it. Trust me, I'll be fine losing you because you're one. And I know for every one person that doesn't like Trey, there are 8 million that love Trey. So for the ones who may think, oh, you may be this or you may not be that, I want to say to you right now, before we go ahead, this show, we ain't got but 10 minutes left, but I'm going to go ahead and have a little fun. You know, we're going to come back and we're going to bring Shaquise back and we're going to bring our attorney back. But until then, I want y'all to know, man become what he think about. And I'm going to tell you, to me, I hate to say it, I'm the best I ever had. And if you pay attention, baby, wink, wink, kiss, kiss, lick, lick, I'm going to be the best you ever had.
My mixtape, baby. I'm out of fun.
Baby, you my only friend. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big. Bigger than you ever. You be up on everything, other hoes ain't
yes,
never on it. I want it forever, I swear I can spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit her up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it, till she get
yes,
it up. And I say the same thing every single time.
Yes,
I say you the fucking best, you the fucking best. You the fucking best, you the fucking best. You the best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had.
Soon as the club let out, I'ma walk right up to her, tell her I wanna bang that out. Yeah, I know it's straightforward, but I don't really care though. Man, I'm a cold boy, she don't say yes or no.
And 5 hours later, we up in a hotel. Like a honeymoon, we up in that hotel. She put it on me, like I never had it. I spent an hour on top, and now she wanna ride it.
3 hours later, I'm still breaking it all. One day later, I'm taking her to the mall.
About the rest, she the fucking best, and I'm the fucking best, so we the fucking best. Mixtape, baby, you my A-train, you all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything, other hoes they never own it. I want this forever, I swear I could spend whatever on it.
Yeah, I had to hit y'all niggas with the street mix. Money in the building and you know we do it big. Haters gon' hate and they ain't gon' quit. Well, I say fuck 'em with a sandpaper dick. Baby girl, I'm rich, I can buy your ass whatever. Money in the sky, look, See, I changed the weather. See, I changed the mind from notes to saying kills, whatever. Like I changed me, I don't know. This love is forever. I know it sounds poetry, but poetry is a part of me. Switch it up from rap, pop, rock, star, R&B. Just getting started like your boy turned 17. That's why these motherfuckers can't fuck with me. Demo, Kai Henry, what up, baby? Get at your boy.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Get Right Radio. That song was dedicated to my main man, Mr. JT Thompson, man. Y'all know this brother. This is L.A.'s finest, man. JT was on College Hill, man, him and my boy Willie Mack. JT, I'm shouting you out right now. Hey, he's trying to tune into the show. I gave him the number, man. I'm going to see if we can get him to call in, man. Call in. I'm typing it in right now. This Facebook Fridays. Call in, JT. Y'all, hey, see, I'm in Hollywood, right? So the thing about being in Hollywood, I got stars on deck, baby. Y'all seen JT on College Hill? Call in right now, Jay. I'm putting it on his Facebook right now, y'all. We're going to see if we get a live call in from JT, man. If JT call in, that's going to be love. If not, you know what we're going to do? This Get Right Radio, baby. We're going to go and set up an interview with him and stuff like that there. Today's show is dedicated to a young man we just lost last night, a good friend of mine, Tanya Capri. Rest in peace to Mr. Herbert Seymour. We're going to watch the lines and see if we can go and get JT to call in. We ain't got but 7 minutes left on the show. What I want to do before I close the show out is I want to go ahead and give our community lawyer a moment to give her information where she can be reached. And what I need you all to start doing, please, engage with Gilroy Radio. That's what Gilroy Radio is about, reaching and touching the community. If you have any legal issues, what I need you to start doing is inboxing myself or inboxing Attorney Clark in reference to your problem, so that way we can discuss it on Gilroy Radio. You know what I'm saying? These services are not free, but if you do a live on Gilroy Radio and you can be anonymous, when they don't have to say your name or anything, but we will discuss your issue and give you free legal advice on Seminar Saturdays. Now, if you want to follow up, that's going to cost you some money. Keep that in mind. But it ain't going to cost you a lot because she is very inexpensive. It's a thing for the people. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what we're trying to do, make sure that we engage with the people, because it's more about you than it is about us, and that's real talk, and that's church. If you need to book anyone on Gilroy Radio, email Gilroy, I think it's East Coast Radio. Y'all, I don't even have stuff written in front of me right now, but I got it. It's Gilroy East Coast Radio. Go through my Facebook stuff. That's Monica Hughes. Hit her up about getting your guests on, getting people lined up to be guests on Gilroy Radio. Like I said, we are ready to go 7 days a week, so get all that stuff lined up. You guys, to the fans, to the people that are listening, you have really made this a hot freaking thing. I mean, I'm looking at these numbers, and I'm not going to say what's up, but right now, man, I'm going to just tell you, I'm humbled and I'm grateful, and I only put arrogant out there to mess with the people that don't like me, but straight up, y'all, there's no arrogance in me. There's a humility and a gratefulness and a grace that comes with what God gave me, and I'm grateful. I'm very humbled by the way you all, you know, the way you all come to me, man. You know what I'm saying? To my core fans that really, like, love me and like me, man. Y'all make me feel good. You know what I'm saying? And I really appreciate you for all of the things you do. And what I notice is, you know what I'm saying, today's topic was going to be about haters. And what I want to say about haters is, the one thing I notice is, the reason why you all hate is because you want what I got. You understand what I'm saying? Or like, I don't know what it's like, really, honestly, truly, because I guess the core of what I was raised with, I don't want what nobody else got. If somebody else got a Benz or a Bentley or something like that, or they got a record contract with any company, or they got a movie deal, I want a movie deal, but I don't want their movie deal. Because Mr. Vincent Ward, a man whom I respect, a mentor of mine, an acting mentor of mine here, he said on the Trey Love show on Pac Stereo, he said, what's for Trey Love is for Trey Love. What's for Vincent Ward is for Vincent Ward. And see, that's the thing you have to, that men that are men and we know how to respect the game, you know, we respect, hey, if somebody else got something we don't have, that's their blessing. So what you got to do is learn to put God in his perspective place in your life and be content with what you have. And so I want to put this shout out and this song to all the ladies out there that's got their own. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody that can take me on a date. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody that can make me dinner. I kind of like that. That turned me on just a little bit. This dedicated to her because you know what? She got her own.
A dedication to the independent woman. to the one working hard for hers. This is just my way of letting you know I see you, baby. And I brought a friend along to help me show my appreciation the right way. Ladies, Mr. Jamie Foxx. Mr. Foxx, ladies.
Remix. I love her cause she got her own. She don't need mine, she should leave mine alone. There ain't nothing that's more sexy than the girl that's born but don't need me. Young, independent, yeah, she work hard. But you can't tell from the way that she walks. She don't slow down cause she ain't got time to be complaining, shorty gon' shine.
Radio. That was just a little shout for the ladies that got their own. Speaking of ladies that got their own, let me let Attorney Clark get back on the line, give y'all her shout outs, and then we're going to go on and take this home, baby. Y'all know how we going to do. What's up, A. Clark? A. C. Holla at the people. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, what's happening over there? Give your shout outs real quick. Let people know where they can find you.
Oh, let me call right back in, Trey, because it accidentally called somebody else.
Okay, we lost Attorney Clark, and we have only 1 minute remaining on the show. So you know what I'm going to do before I go, baby. This is Trey Love, the one and only Playboy Comedy. Y'all been live on Get Word Radio on Facebook Fridays. This show has been dedicated to Mr. Herbert Seymour Jr. Sir, may your soul rest in peace. May your family be comforted, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's real talk. And everybody needs to know I'm going to live my dream to the fullest. Y'all better check me out Valentine's Day. I'm going to get down. Tune in tomorrow to Seminar Saturdays and go on and get you some Trey Love, man. We're going to sit down and talk with Attorney Clark. And she's going to do her thing. All right, baby? So before we go, know that y'all going to get rocked. Rest in peace, Herbert Seymour Jr. Much love, brother.
L.A., Vegas, connect, baby.
Let's get kinky, I got loose. Don't be cruel, act all shrewd. Are you hurt? So want me slow, want me fast, it doesn't matter. Your wish is my goal, I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver, invent the problem solver. Like a crackhead, I'm a rocker,
I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker. I'm a
rocker. I'm a rocker.
Better pay attention, baby. It's
rock,
the LA Vegas
her.
Connect, you heard me?
I'm gonna rock.
Hit works in the same minute.
I'm gonna rock.
Hear what?
I'm gonna rock.
Straight love, hot single dropping right now, y'all. Ha. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Take it home, baby.